جهان ما ضبط صوت بزرگی است که صدای ما را هر کلمه ای که از مصادر شود.
The world we live in is a large recording apparatus which records our voice. Every word of it.
One of the most outstanding features about him is that he cared for the humanity, and he mentioned this all the time and said لأجل الإنسان, because of the humanity.
Well, within the social activities we can count one of his greatest thing that he started when he went back to Lebanon, and that was the dialogues between the different religions and تقريب المذاهب. And that's how we see, like, he was very close to the youth as well, because he used to visit the church as well and the different school of
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Assalamu alaikum to you dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm Atta, the host of this program. The teacher is an analysis on the thoughts and works of the most outstanding Muslim thinkers, scholars, and philosophers all across the nation of Islam. And with me in the studio are two guest speakers, two experts from the Islamic House of Qom, to elaborate on the thoughts and works of Imam Musa Saad, one of such scholars. Dr. Murtaza Azadeh, assalamu alaikum brother, and welcome to this show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. I'm glad to be here.
You're welcome. And Sayyid Mohsen Naghvi, assalamu alaikum brother, and welcome to the show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for inviting.
You're welcome. So in this new series of the program, The Teacher, we are mainly concerned with the thoughts and most outstanding elaborations and opinions of outstanding Muslim thinkers. After Shahid Murtaza Mutahari, we are discussing the thoughts and works of one of the other outstanding Muslim Shia scholars, that is Sayyid Musa al-Saad, mainly known as Imam Musa al-Saad, a Lebanese-Iranian cleric and philosopher, who was very much famous for his open-mindedness. He was disappeared in Libya in 1978. If he is alive, may Allah give him health, and he passed away, may he rest in peace. It is still not clear, even in the news, that from 1978, where this great outstanding scholar is living. Sayyid Musa al-Saad was famous for giving outstanding lectures, and most of his audience were the average youth of Lebanon and Iran. He was famous for giving lectures in both the Arabic language and the Persian language. So for today's discussion, we want to listen to one of his Farsi audio file along with the English translation, and then we'll get to the elaboration by the scholars over here. Let's listen to that and we'll be back.
امتحانات خود نمونه زنده‌ای از حساب الهی است.
Tests are great examples of divine reckoning, as well as being true evidence on the outcomes of our deeds, which are effective in our salvation. I assume that preciseness in this matter, if followed by contentment, and if not concealed by the shadow of rebelliousness emerged in young ages, will vividly prove that this journey of hardships before you and all these days of bitterness being passed are much more valuable than being wasted or considered indecisive in illustrating an image of your future.
All right, this was the Farsi audio file of Imam Musa al-Saad along with the English translation. Let's start with Sayyid Mohsen Naghvi for today's discussion. Okay, Sayyid Musa al-Saad starts regarding the tests and the trials of this world for all the people, and then gets to the goal of life. He mainly believes that the main goal of life will be your endeavors and efforts. Especially in the religious context, Sayyid Mohsen Naghvi, the Muslims are expected to be endeavorous, and at the same time, they see themselves always in the presence of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always testing them with the difficulties. And these ease of life, according to Sayyid Musa al-Saad, are only the formalities of the life. I mean, the deep layers and the meaning of life are something else. What's your elaboration on this, brother?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, these are very in-depth discussions that Imam Musa al-Saad is basically doing. And obviously, if we want to spend the time that is limited to our program, it's very few time.
Yes.
And we cannot elaborate all the things that are being said by him in a couple of sentences that he has basically have summarized it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we know that he has created us. He is our creator. And he was even before us, and that's why he is superior to us. Even if we think like he was before us and he gave us this life, he is superior and he has priority over us.
That's right.
Therefore, when we call him our master and we are his servants, then the job of servant is to live for the master and not for himself.
Okay.
In the general life, we see when we are talking about a master and a servant in this worldly meaning, that there may be a king or there is a chief or anyone.
A president.
A president who has the title of master.
Yes.
The rest of the people who are serving him, for example, the security guard, the chef, for example, the cleaning person, whoever you take as a duty, like who's serving him, their all effort is to give comfort to him and to live according to his sayings, his orders, to fulfill his orders. That is the cause and that is the aim and the goal of the servants that who are serving.
Yes.
And in that regard, they sacrifice their rest time. They sacrifice their health. They sacrifice their commitments with the families in order to fulfill the orders of the master. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the supreme entity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of all the mankind. We are all the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, even if there are trials, even if there are these trials, that is because we need to fulfill all these things because it has been said by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Very good.
And during that, if we have an ease, that is also a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's all right.
We need to think this way because if I live according to these hardships that I have, these trials that I have, and within the life if I have ease, it is all the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is because He wants us to go to paradise.
That's
He
right.
wants us to take towards the perfection.
Okay.
Paradise is a mean to, you know, to tell us that if you do good, there is a gift for you.
Okay.
That is an appraisal. There is an appreciation for you.
Yes.
So that you do the good things. You bear all this hardship in this world. And then after that, you can have an easy life after.
But at the same time, the Muslims do not do the good things for the paradise, but for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because in the servant and master relation that you said, we are doing everything for the omnipotent owner.
There is a saying from Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, there are three types of people. One who who live the life of beggars.
Yes.
One who live a fearful life.
Yes.
And one is the free man.
Yes.
The one who lives the life of beggar is like a person who lives his whole life for the paradise, for the heaven. And he begs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all this. The other person is the fearful, who do not commit sin because of the fear of hellfire. And there is a free man who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he is Allah. He is the Almighty.
That's right.
And he is the creator.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi. Let's get to brother Dr. Murtaza Rezazadeh. Okay, brother, what's your take on that? Of course, Sayyid Musa Asad also used the term mask. Nowadays, you know, the mask is somehow defined for the anti-pandemic coronavirus thing, but for him, the ease in this life is only a mask that veils you to the mean reality. Maybe through the trials and the difficulties, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us and getting us closer to the real meaning of life, okay? So, and these formalities of life are just like a mask. So what's your elaboration on him, brother?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know, one of the things that some great scholars, including Imam Musa Asad himself in this speech, is trying to do, and this is one of the concerns of some of the scholars, many of the scholars, is to give their audience, especially the youth and the younger generation, a proper and a sound worldview. Imam Musa Asad in this speech is trying to do this. You know, he's trying to elaborate on a couple of things that are very foundational and important.
The first thing that he wants to say is to remind us about our ultimate goal, the goal that we have been created for, and the thing that every single action and every part of our life and mind needs to be directed towards that.
That's right.
Direction, toward that ultimate goal. Mm-hmm. But the second, and obviously, according to him, it is the hereafter, the salvation, and finding proximity to God, and that the ultimate meaning of that will be manifested in the other world, not in this world.
Okay.
The second thing that he is trying to elaborate and explain for people, and especially for the youth, is how to make balance between this life and the other life.
Very
because
good.
As soon as we say that the ultimate goal is the hereafter and the other goal, it may cause a type of misunderstanding for many people that think, okay, so this world is of no importance. And while he's trying and he's doing his best in order to elaborate that this is not the case.
Okay.
The importance of this life is huge, because if it is not with this life that we need to take advantage of, we will not be able to create a good ultimate life for ourselves in the hereafter.
Right.
So based on this, he's trying to teach us, I mean, Imam Musa Sa'd is trying to teach us how to prioritize everything that we want to do.
That's right.
We always need to have that ultimate goal in mind.
Okay.
At the same time, we should take advantage of this life. Like what we have in the Quran, that Allah the Almighty talks to his prophet and says, "La tansa nasibaka min ad-dunya," while you're doing everything for your akhirah,
right,
do not forget your share of this world.
Okay.
But the point is that what do we mean by not forgetting the share of this world? Does it mean that, okay, part of our life needs to be spent for our life and part of our time needs to be spent for the other world? No. Imam Musa Sa'd, we will see more maybe on the future parts of this speech, he will keep explaining that there is no differentiation in a true understanding of a Muslim worldview, of a proper understanding and a good worldview. Dunya and Akhirah, this world and the other world, have no separation in its true meaning.
Okay.
So if someone knows the reality of these two words, they will know that if we want to have an ultimate life, we need to have a good life in here.
That's right.
Actually, a good life in the other world is a reflection of the life that we have had here.
But this life includes both difficulties. I mean, these tests and trials that Imam Musa Sa'd is referring to are very much, mingled with the ease of this world, so...
Exactly. And when I say, and that's also very important. He also mentions the issue of tests, the test that every single person in the world, without any exception, will be posed to.
Yes.
You know, there are tests for every single person, every human being will be tested in one way or the other. And the philosophy or the wisdom behind these different tests, and that most of them include a type of difficulty for us, is to prepare a ground for our own perfection. If we, the tests are not going to be done in vain. There is a philosophy behind them.
Very
and
good.
The main philosophy that can summarize everything behind that is that these are necessary for a person's perfection.
Okay.
And they can be very helpful in
That's
his
right.
Ultimate salvation.
Thank you very much. Two great points I got and two lessons from your speech and Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi. First, the master-servant relation, and then, all these tests and trials in order to get to perfection in this world and the other world. We are out of time for this episode. Inshallah, we'll continue with more elaboration on the speeches of Imam Musa Sa'd for upcoming session one. But for this episode, Dr. Reza Zadeh, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, thank you very much, brother.
You're welcome.
Dear audience and dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page, thank you very much for listening to the teacher. Please visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam Radio. You can download for free all our previous episodes of the program, The Teacher, and other programs. Also, you can visit our YouTube page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
We once had a teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from Al-Mu'allim. Surely we've wronged ourselves, what will we say in front of him? Ya Mu'allim, peace be upon you, truly you are our teacher.